Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Carraway. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pat Carraway. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Goldman applying the tag. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Brown reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 1 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Caraway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fonseca for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Autry and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Fonseca, and towards Hodapp, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caraway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a pop-up towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hodapp. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Jolly moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com bunts towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Hodapp covering, for the out. Jolly moves to third. Sissel moves to second. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry is walked intentionally. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Pat Caraway. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it and throws to second for the out. Jolly scores. Sissel moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Blankenship now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds strikes out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards short. Goldman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Jolly reaches second base with a double. Hunfield scores. Shires goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Autry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Hal McCain now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to third for the out. Jameson moves to second. One out. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Jonah Goldman. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Clint Brown. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Jameson moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Schott now pitching. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Metzler moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hunfield hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-3 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. Fonseca is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Irv Jeffries pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil bunts towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Cecil moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Autry is walked intentionally. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp misplays the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Cecil scores. Com scores. Autry moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Metzler now playing right field. Dave Harris now playing left field. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hodapp is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Ray Gardner. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sewell moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Sewell moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.